You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
In this bulletin, a summit between North Korea and the United States back on the cards. Cabinet ministers refuse to defend Barnaby Joyce's decision to give a tell-all interview. And in the Giro d'Italia, Australian cycling team Mitchelton Scott delivers its most successful Grand Tour performance. With the latest SBS News, I'm Biwa Kwan. A fired-up Bill Shorten says Labor is ready to take on the Turnbull government at the Super Saturday by-elections and at the next federal election. Labor has accused the government of deliberately picking the July 28 date of by-elections in Tasmania, Queensland, South Australia and Western Australia to disrupt the ALP's national conference. Mr. Shorten says he and the party are determined to overcome any obstacles the government puts in their way.
Yes, we do think it's pretty coincidental and sneaky politics. But on the other hand, I've said to the Labor Party, don't get hung up about it. Let's just move forward. And our business is by-elections and the chance to send Mr. Turnbull a message.
Cabinet ministers have refused to buy into reports that the $150,000 from a tell-all interview by Barnaby Joyce and his partner Vicky Campion will go to their baby. Seven's Sunday night program is reportedly won out in a bidding war with the Nine Network's 60 Minutes to secure the exclusive interview. Even if he does not profit from the interview, Mr. Joyce will still have to declare it on the Parliamentary Register of Members' Interests. Human Services Minister Michael Keenan has told Sky News he's staying out of the matter.
Well, look, at the end of the day, that's a matter for Barnaby. It's not something that I've focused on. It's not a matter for government policy. So, I'm not going to have a running commentary on a colleague in a public way. If there's something that I would say to him, I'd say it in private.
Prisoners in New South Wales will be banned from possessing images and videos of terrorism. An amendment to bring in the ban has been introduced in state parliament. Corrections Minister David Elliott says inmates will risk a 2-year jail term if they commit the new offence of possessing extremist material. South Korea's president says North Korean leader Kim Jong-un remains committed to holding a summit with US President Donald Trump and to the complete denuclearisation of the Korean Peninsula. South Korean President Moon Jae-in has met Kim at the border for the second time in a month to discuss how to keep Mr. Kim's summit with Mr. Trump on track. After cancelling the meeting, Mr. Trump now says it's potentially back on.
A lot of people are working on it. It's moving along very nicely. So we're looking at June 12th in Singapore. That hasn't changed.
The Refugee Action Coalition says two Iranian asylum seekers have spent a second night in a rooftop protest at the Christmas Island Detention Centre. Spokesman Ian Rintle says the protesters managed to get some food and blankets to sustain their protest. Mr. Rintle says it's a protest of desperation.
One of them has been in detention for 6 years, hasn't been out of detention. The other is over 4 years, as we understand, and both of them have been subjected to the very brutal regime of Christmas Island, but where it is the most punitive of the detention centres of the whole detention regime that the government run.
More than 500,000 Australians with severe breathing difficulties from chronic lung disease will have the price of a life-changing drug slashed. The Turnbull government is listing inhaler Trelegy on the PBS for those with moderate to severe obstructive pulmonary disease. It will mean instead of paying $1,200 per year, patients will pay a maximum $39.50 per script from Friday. Concession patients will pay $6.40. And to sport, the Australian Mitchelton Scott cycling team will finish the Giro d'Italia with its most successful Grand Tour performance since forming 6 years ago. Mitchelton Scott led the Giro for 13 days and finished with 5 victories. The team's Spanish rider Mikel Neve completed a commanding solo victory on the last of the mountain stages. Neve says it's a dream come true.
Perfect, perfect. You know, the day I dreamed after yesterday. It's been really hard. The team work is really hard for me.
Barring a major crash, Chris Froome will be crowned winner in Rome later tonight to secure a rare 3 successive Grand Tour wins. And now a look at tomorrow's weather. In Perth, possible morning shower 19, Adelaide showers increasing later 20, Melbourne mostly cloudy 20, Hobart partly cloudy 19, Canberra early fog partly cloudy 19, Wollongong partly cloudy 20, much the same in Sydney 21, Newcastle partly cloudy 21, Brisbane possible shower 23, Cairns, a few showers, 28, and Darwin, early fog, then mostly sunny, 32. I'm Biwa Kwan, this is SBS News.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.